Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, what's going on, Lecce fans? JC here of The Halala Show. If it's your first time on this podcast, welcome. And if it's not and you haven't rated us 5 stars, go ahead and do that right now. Only if you mean it, okay? Enjoy the mix.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show, Season 3, mix number
25.
25. Welcome to the Halala Show. Woo! Hello. Happy August, everybody. It's August. Wait, it was already August last night, last mix. Was it?
I think so.
Happy second week of August, everybody. Welcome to the Halala Show. If it's your first time here, what's up? That's Rika
G. What's up?
On
that's,
the other end.
And that's JC.
Hey, hey, tell them about the lovely podcast that we have created here.
Well, we talk about shit under the sun. And we also talk about our lives, which is called Where You Been. And then after that, we have our TTs.
The TTs are the trending topics for today, which you can skip to using the timestamps below. We're talking about Serena Williams. She made a huge announcement just actually a couple hours ago as of the time of this recording. So it's a huge news, not only because even if you're not a tennis fan, I'm sure Serena Williams has, you know who she is. We're also talking about the big breakup of the week.
I'm sad.
You are sad. I mean, you were a Pete Davidson
convert. I was rooting
convert.
For them. Yeah,
convert.
Dude.
Yeah. So they broke up. We'll talk a little bit about that, all the drama behind that. And then something that Rika found about Panglao, which is where again? Panglao is in...
It's in Bohol.
Wait,
Bohol. So there's this issue going around with the tourism council in Panglao. And I just came across it one time and I just feel like it's interesting to talk about. There we go.
Okay, cool. And then we have an odd diva. I did not tell Rika about this. She told me to surprise her.
I know.
But it's about a granny's dying wish on her tombstone. It's a... you will not expect what it is. You will not guess until I tell you later. So it'll be a surprise for a little surprise for all the Lecce fans as well. So that's all coming. You can skip to that in the timestamp below. But let's do some Where You Been. Let's talk about what we did this week.
Did you go first?
I really do not remember. I could check the I went first last trip.
Let me go first. Okay. I always check my gallery just to see what I did this week. But it was a pretty eventful week, actually. So 1C went to WOFEX. So do you guys know WOFEX? It's the World Food Expo. There we go. So it's like a bunch of I don't even know what you call them. Like
franchises?
Like franchises, entrepreneurs, like people selling like wholesale stuff. So basically, I feel like if you're in the food and beverage industry, that is a place to go if you want like to upgrade your business or to get some promos and stuff.
Because suppliers.
Yeah, suppliers and like new business ventures. If you want to be a supplier of something in your area, I feel like this is the best place to start so that you can have an idea, because basically it's like all of the like the food and beverage industry people all in one place. However, they did separate vendors in the, what do you call that place?
SMX.
Yeah, the venue SMX and the other one, the one near Sofitel.
SMX Moa.
Moa. And then the other one, what do you call that freaking place?
S-Mason?
Anyway. No. Yung parang malaking ano rin, pang expo. Anyway, it's like near Sofitel. I'm sure you guys know what it's called. But anyway, so we went to the one in SMX because that's where the coffee vendors are. So as soon as you enter, you already see vendors that are very familiar. You know, UCC, there's, what do you call this? There's Rocket, like the espresso machine, and everything that you can think of. There are grinders. There are espresso machines that are big, small, very, very pricey. That's like 1.2 million pesos.
For what?
For what? What do you mean? An espresso machine?
$1.2 million for espresso machine?
Yeah, dude. So there's this one espresso machine. Yeah, dude. It's called like the Black Eagle something. And then they flew it in from another country. And Their barista is like lucky enough to use that 1.2 million espresso machine. And here's the thing. It's like a human brain already. It's like a human barista already, but in machine form, because there's this one feature where, because you know how like the process of brewing in an espresso machine, where you have to like grind the beans and you have to level the grounds, and then you tamp the grounds in the portafilter, and then you put it in like the espresso machine, right? And it extracts. So it's kind of a big deal, like the grinding and the tamping and everything. And there's this feature of this very expensive espresso machine where you don't even have to tamp it. Like you don't even have to touch the grounds. Like literally you put it in the portafilter and you put it in the espresso machine and it brews for you. Like it's,
damn.
Yeah, for Black people who brew Eagle.
Gravimetric. I see it right here.
Black Eagle Maverick.
Gravimetric. Oh, Maverick? Baka ibang model.
Baka iba yan.
From Simonelli?
Yes. Is that I Simonelli? Think so.
$32,000. What the hell? $32,000 US?
Yeah. No, this is by Victoria Arduino. Eagle Maverick by Victoria Arduino. If you look at the espresso machine, it's like super sleek. It's black. I think they have a white version. I'm not sure, but it's just so sleek, but it's also very, very expensive.
It looks like a Corvette or a Ferrari.
Cool. It is so cool. Damn. And it's just so cool that it's there and you can see people use it and you can actually get coffee from people who brew from there. So it's really cool. Actually, our goal with going to Wofex was actually getting a grinder. So we did get a new grinder for the shop and we were so excited to use it. And then we also saw a lot of friends from the industry, you know, people from Yardstick and from Yellow Turtle, from El Capitan and everybody, even people who supplied beans and milk from us, they were there. Even the bartenders that we saw or that we see from different restaurants are there. It's just super cool to just, you know, be in that kind of scene.
It's like a coffee reunion, huh? In a sense.
Yeah,
like
dude, it's so cool.
All the coffee heads.
Yeah. And I'm just happy that, you know, our environment, like the environment in the food and beverage industry, well, for the people that I know and that I interact with, are very like welcoming. Like they know that I only got into coffee, but you know, they're just very open to, oh, go ahead and try the coffee machine that we have here and go ahead and let's just discuss whatever you want to discuss. So it's just really nice. And it's really nice to see everybody there. There was also a floor where it's just all like distributors of like Shomai and Shopao and like, you know, like what do you call it? Preserved
mga
meats
stalls,
and shit. Mga food stalls. Like literally, if you want to distribute or you want to be a supplier of like chips or yun nga shomai or hot dog, waffle, mga ganun. It's literally everything is there. And I'm
hot
just
dog? So nandun may pot dog? I like
dude,
pot dog.
Lahat. Lahat. lahat ng package, ano, shomai, dim sum.
Jamaican patty?
Alam mo yung mga parang, and I feel like, ang dami doon na, yeah, you don't know their names. Like, it's not a well-known corporation, like, brand or whatever. But I feel like a lot of the known brands that we know now, like, installs and everything, sila yung supplier. Gets mo ba? Na parang,
it's like a
random pack of shomai, but I feel like yun yung shomai ng Master Shomai. Parang ganon.
Master Shomai or, ano yung isa? Hindi Shilin. Yung isa? Chenlin?
Shilin.
Shilin restaurant eh. Yung food stall, ano nga yun?
Shenlin.
Shenlin ba yun? I think it's Shenlin.
Ay, Shenanalin is Shenanalin.
Baka Shenlin. Ano nga yun?
What the
dude? It's annoying. It has the little. It has the logo is like the. I mean, the Chinese guy with the hat.
Henlin. Henlin.
Henlin. Yun Henlin. 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 Dude, I got the last name right.
Yeah. So Henlin. Anyway, if you do get the chance to go to like another expo like that, I know that there's another one. It's called IFEX. So it's the International Food Expo this time. Oh, wow. I feel like I really recommend people who are into that kind of business to go to those kinds of expos.
Because usually, if you just want to check it out.
Yeah, like a random person. Yeah, but you just have to pay a certain fee. Well, for WolfX, it's 200 pesos per day.
Not so bad.
Kasi, yeah. So if you just see, I mean, like, I feel like.
They're free samples. That's where I would go.
Dude,
for
the free samples everywhere. Galore, everywhere. Right? Like you can be caffeinated till your toes curl. Yeah, dude.
Nice.
So anyway.
All right.
WolfX is really nice. And then So let me start out with saying that there are a lot of exciting things happening in my life. And I feel like I already told you, JC, right?
I know.
Anyway, this time around, I feel like I can openly say that I will be studying in the UK this September,
Let's go! Let's go!
Anyways. So I started the journey this January, and I feel like I should have a separate like episode for this because it's just going to be too long, dude. It's going to be too long. But I started with this journey back in January thinking that, you know what, my mindset was I'm going to study in another country and that's it. So thankfully, I got accepted to a university in Bristol, and it's for, get this, audio documentaries and podcasting.
Dang.
That is the actual program, dude.
You're getting a master's in Hala
in
Hala Show?
In podcasting. It's so cool. Anyway, classes has to start, but, you know, I'm still ironing out a lot of details in my life here in Manila, here in the Philippines, which is as much as I am so happy and so ecstatic that I am living my actual dream, there are a lot of things. Because in the bigger picture, obviously, I'm so happy. I'm so excited. My mind is blown that this actually happened. I have my visa. I have everything ready. I have my ticket. But, you know, ironing out the details and just trying to figure out so that I don't leave loose ends is very – what?
No, it sounds like you're when you say loose ends, I was like, shit, did you like, commit a crime? I want to make sure I get out of here. No. Well, I get what you mean. So you just don't want to forget anything, right? You don't want to forget.
Yeah, I don't want to forget anything. I don't want to be like leaving and not telling people, like important people in my life. Yeah. Anyway, so those things, like the minor details in my life, they're very stressful. And I was actually about to ask you earlier to like, can we postpone, you know, recording, because my mind mentally is just not in the right space.
Okay.
I just struggle to remind myself every day why I started this and why I wanted this in the first place. Because, you know, it's an everyday thing. Every day you have a task that you have to remember. And even with that, even with, you know, what do you call this? Like, getting things done for me getting out of the country, there's also still work. So I still have to work until the very end. So I still have work. I still have hosting. I still have to manage, you know, 1C and everything. So you know how I'm juggling a lot of things. And sometimes I just fail to remind myself that, you know, all the things that you're doing right now, it's actually leading to the goal, to your dream. And all the big things, the visa, the ticket, acceptance letter, and everything, they're all done. They're just minor details like, you know, selling my refrigerator or selling my speakers. Yung mga ganon. Yung mga parang, I know it's leading up to the good stuff, but doing that certain task is just not very enjoyable. If I'm describing it correctly. You know what I mean? Like I'm not ungrateful of where I am. It's just that when that's your everyday life. It gets a little stressful, okay? Mm. So sometimes it's just that I'm just trying to verbalize it because I feel like it will help me, you know, to verbalize that, okay, I'm having a tough time right now mentally because everything is just in my head, honestly. Like when you put it in a simple way, like, oh, just take a photo of the refrigerator, post it on Facebook. That's it. You're done.
Right. You know? Yeah,
it's that simple. But when it's in your head, it gets a little loopy, right? Yeah. That's why I'm so thankful to have my sweet baby angel, who's a nurse and a cancer, to, you know, remind me every day and who never fails to assure me every day when I need it and makes everything clear when everything is just, you know, in shambles in my head. So to Aww. Ryan, you're the best. But literally sometimes I know literally sometimes because I would like narrate everything that's in my head that I feel like I can't do. And then one by one, he would tell me, okay, so this thing you need to sell. So what you need to do is tomorrow, just take a photo and post it on Facebook. That's it.
Yeah.
As simple as that. It's, you know how sometimes it's easier for people who are looking from the outside to mm-hmm. tell you that it's actually very simple because mm-hmm. they're not in your head.
Yeah.
So I recommend finding someone like that, not even like a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Sometimes it needs to be like a friend, a cousin, you know, your workmate or whatever. So that really helped also. That sweet baby angel, hindi na siya makakawala sa akin. You are chained to me. Or else, I will just break down. Wala. But anyway, that's the exciting news that I have in my life.
Congrats, and, by the way, buddy.
Dude, I cannot
believe. I mean, I already congratulated you, but.
I know, thank you. But I cannot believe. I'm so happy, dude. Like, mm-hmm. actually, yung pinaka-stressful talaga was the visa because I already have my ticket.
Yeah, it was gangster. You told me that. You bought the ticket, just so the Leche fans know. Rika bought the ticket before mm-hmm. she got her visa.
Yeah, I did.
But that's like the power of, what do you call it?
Putting it out there in the world.
Yeah,
manifestation.
Manifestation. There
yeah.
we go.
So that will lead me up to the next thing that happened this weekend. I went to the pre-departure briefing of the agency, the educational agency that I was in. By the way, it's called Intake Philippines. So if you're interested in studying in another country, please check out Intake Philippines. They are the best. Like they guide you every single step, like every step of the way they are there. Any minor little anxious question that you have, yung tipong, yung picture ko ba, one by one ba to, or two by two, yung ganon, ganon ka minor, they will help you out, dude.
Okay.
So, shout out to my advisor, she's Ara, and I'm just so happy that I chose Intake Philippines to guide me throughout this whole journey. So I went to the pre-departure briefing. It's basically, you know, like just a talk from experts about like what to pack and what to expect when you get there, how to open a bank account when you're there, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it was held in Bad Cafe in Makati. And dude, ang sarap ng chicken sandwich nila. You guys have to try it. So they have like a free coffee and like sandwich during the event. And I saw other people who are also studying in the UK. And I'm super duper happy to see that, you know, they're just like me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yung parang,
wide-eyed deer.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But anyway, after that, actually that day also, I had to wake up really, really early for my booster, which is like, you know, whatever, booster.
Ano, pangalawang booster mo yan or first?
Yeah, second booster.
Damn, you got the second booster?
So, yeah, dude. But anyway, I was, ano naman, like, because, well, I got a pass for, you know, because of my diabetes. So, masakto pa kasi, nag-hypoglycemia ako while I was getting the booster. And I feel like people are thinking na nag-acting ka lang eh para makapunta sa front ng line. But I was not. I was about to pass out, dude. Okay. I was about to pass out. Anyway, so after the whole the whole pre-departure briefing, which is really nice. Yeah. I went to my friend's despedida also because my friend Gwen, she's going to Canada. So yeah, we had a cute little party and we went out drinking with other friends. And then Sunday was a work day, I believe. And then Monday came, which was, oh, well, the sweet baby angel Ryan treated me to a Rika day and treated me to nails, a foot spa, and like eyelash extensions.
Shit.
They stuck little tiny hairs on my eyelashes, which are also, by the way, tiny. So you know how like
those are extensions.
Like, yeah, dude, they're extensions. Mm. But you know, I tell people that they're natural, like just like Kim K. Because Kim K says that her eyelashes are natural.
And she says her butt's natural too.
Her butt's natural. That's she didn't she get says. Anything done. And I'm
there
like,
we go. You gotta believe it.
Ako din. Bakit? Come on.
Come on.
So yeah, that was really nice. We actually went to Art Underground as well. It's like an art gallery, like a little art gallery in San Juan. Which was really nice. And then ate at Rustic Mornings in
That place.
Marikinas. Dude, grabe yung servings nila.
Malaki na servings.
Everything is just so good and so tasty. So I recommend that place. As in, nagpa-girl talaga ako that day. I wore a dress. I had like little tiny earrings and shit. Like I curled my freaking hair. Yeah. Like yung theme ko that day was like Pride and Prejudice. Chareng!
Oh, shit.
What does it mean?
Lady Rika, well, Lady Maria Rika Gossi. Bridgerton.
Yeah, so that was like a really nice day. I forgot about all my stresses in life for one day, and that was really nice. By the way, I super recommend Ayumi in Capitol Commons. And if you're there, please look for Faith. Her name is Faith. She's a lash technician, and she did my eyelashes, and she was just really, really great. And I recommend her. So there you go. Yeah, Finn.
All right. What did I do? I watched a lot of shit this week, man.
Yeah, dude.
You know me. I watch a lot of stuff. The first thing I want to recommend is the movie Prey. Prey. It's you ever watch any of the Predator movies? Like Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger or Predator 2 or Alien versus Predator?
I'm never watched any of the Predator movies? Tell you. Okay. No, I know the Predator because there are some people who wear like the helmet for their motorcycles.
Yeah, that's it looks like a dreadlock, right? Yeah. Okay.
You made your Predator.
Well, there we go. Yeah. So you get the pop culture reference. Okay, so anyway, Prey is the latest movie in the Predator kind of universe. Okay. And it's a prequel. So it's like set in, I don't know what year it is. It's when they're still using bows and arrows. When was Pocahontas? What year is that? What decade or what century is that?
You know what
I
mean?
I don't know. I'm really 1700s? 1800s, right?
Pocahontas timeline.
When was Pocahontas?
No, dude. 1595.
Okay, so it was like 1600s, right? 1600s. Okay, so that's when this movie is set, kind of. So the main character, the main girl, she's Native American. And so those of you who haven't seen Predator, the story of Predator is an alien who goes to Earth and like they are like the apex predator, kaya nga predator, and they go and hunt people on the planet. They're looking for like challenges. You know what I mean? Okay. Like they try to kill the strongest predator because they want to prove they're a predator. Like they're the top.
In the context of Pocahontas, are they the savages or the people on Earth the savages?
I don't know. I guess. I mean, in
why
this
you
case,
the Pocahontas, dude.
Well, no, because in the movie, there's the John Smith people are in there too. Like the people with guns, but they're French, not British. Okay. That's why.
Pero wala si Pocahontas dito.
Wala naman. But the main character, she looks like. I mean, she's Native American, right? So she uses a bow and arrow, and they have like they speak in some sort of Native American language. Okay. I don't know what you know how Native Americans. There's different tribes like Navajo, etc. So I don't know which kind of tribe. I don't know if it's a fictional Native American tribe, but it's set in that era. And then the Predator comes. Dude, it's so good. The action's great. The visuals are awesome. It's probably the best Predator movie since the original one.
Wait, this is Arnold. A new movie?
Yeah, new. It just came out this past week. Yeah. So that's the movie I highly recommend. I also watched on Netflix Purple Hearts. You see that shit?
Okay.
Number one on Netflix.
I think I saw it.
Yeah. It reminds me of you because the girl has diabetes.
Oh, that's cute. Wait, yeah, I want to watch that.
So the story is, I don't know if you want to watch after you hear what I say, but the story is the girl, she has diabetes and then she's screwed over by America, right? She doesn't have, you know, she's struggling to make ends meet. And then she finds out that if she marries a military guy, they get like spouse support and like extra money. You know what I mean? Like the military benefits. So she meets a Marine guy who also needs money for a different reason. You'll find out in the movie if you decide to watch it. And they decide to get married to kind of, play the system, so that they can both earn. But they don't really like each other.
Like a fraud.
Yeah, it's like To All the Boys I Love You, but with military fraud. The movie, I think it's so long. It's 2 hours long. Okay. And B, I think it's, I don't think it's that great. Everyone likes it. Like, I see so many people tweeting about it or really enjoying the movie. It's okay. It's sakto lang. It's like a 6 out of 10. Like, it's worth the watch. But then when you really think hard about it, you're like, this is kind of, I don't think this would work. Like, this would really work. I don't know.
Yeah, especially nowadays. Aren't they, like, on top of that shit?
Yeah, binabantayan. They, like, yeah, I think so. I think they check, especially if it's so all of a sudden they just got married, right? Because in the movie, they literally just met and got married, like, 3 days later. So that would raise some eyebrows already.
Yeah.
So, but it's number one on Netflix for a reason. I guess people really like that. I mean, people enjoyed it. So would I recommend it? If you have nothing else to watch and you just want some background noise, like it's not a bad movie. It's just it's not great.
It's not the type of movie that you would just be like, you really want to watch it.
Yeah. No. If anything, you have to watch Prey. Like, that's the movie I highly recommend, Prey. I also watch on Netflix this movie called Wedding Season, which I think is the better of the romantic movies that between Purple Hearts and Wedding Season. I would recommend Wedding Season. It's it's an American Indian movie. It's Indian Americans. It's the guy from Life of Pi. I don't know if you ever watched Life of Pi. I never watched Life of Pi.
I did. Actually, I never watched it. Yeah.
I know. It's one of those movies I never watched.
I don't know.
I know it's good too. Like, people always recommend it, but it's one of those movies I just haven't really. I tried to watch. I kept like falling asleep or just not really. My mind wasn't really into it. But it's the guy from Life of Pi, and it just shows like the American Indian culture, you know, the traditions, like the pressure. It's kind of similar to, you know, if it wasn't for Filipino. I don't know. There's no arranged marriages, right, in the Philippines, really. I mean, it's not traditional. But other than the arranged marriage thing, they go over like societal or like parental pressure to get married, status, social status. So it's a very predictable movie, but it's enjoyable. I think the acting's good.
Right. Like, madami lang, social commentary.
Yeah, kind of. Especially, I think if you're Indian American, it would really relate to you. But a lot of the values and stuff that Indians have, we also have as well, I think, huh? I feel like we're similar in that sense, Indian culture and us, in terms of like, parents always, judging. All right, when are you going to get married? And what's your job? Are you going to be a doctor? Similar, then, right? So, Wedding Season on Netflix, also good. And one more movie that I highly recommend as well. Oh no, actually no, I don't know if I highly recommend it, but I enjoyed it for what it was. It's called The Black Phone. Have you seen that movie?
No, I did not watch anything new. I haven't been watching anything new. So
yeah,
I haven't.
It's a horror thriller movie about kids that get kidnapped.
What's the name again?
The Black Phone. It has Ethan Hawke in it.
Okay.
So the concept is like these kids get kidnapped, and then the main kid, the kid who's like the story follows, mm-hmm. he's in this room where he gets kidnapped, and there's a phone, a black phone, obviously, and he's kind of, I don't know if it's in the trailer because I don't really want to spoil who calls on the phone, but mm-hmm. it's very interesting. I thought it was really good, and Ethan Hawke, who plays the villain, was super creepy. You know, in the short like time that was he was on screen, good movie. I think it's good. Black Phone.
I like
so
Ethan
Prey
Hawk.
And Black Phone. Yeah, I love Ethan Hawke. Do you have a favorite Ethan Hawke movie?
Let me see. Ethan.
He was also in Moon Knight. If you guys watch Moon Knight on Disney Plus, the new Marvel show, pretty good.
The Purge. He was in the.
He was in the first Purge. He was the dad.
Yeah, he was the dad. Yeah. I really like his bone structure.
He has great bone structure.
Right, right.
Good looking guy. Yeah, so those are the movies that I enjoyed. This past week, Marissa and I, we went to MOA, mm-hmm. but we took the bus because, you know, we want to go on an adventure. And
right.
I haven't taken the bus, like, EDSA.
Yung carousel. Ako din. I haven't taken the carousel.
It was my first time to take the bus since, siguro 2018. Okay. Must have been 3 or 4 years now. And una sa lahat, wala nang sakayan sa Galleria. I didn't know that.
Oh, dude. Where yeah, because is it
dati now? Din ako sumasakay, diba? Like, I don't know if you ever rode, like, you got off at Galleria or you had to cross to go to the other side. So now you have to ride at the MRT station. Dun mismo. So yung EDSA carousel, the stops are at the MRT stations.
Ah, okay, yeah, that makes sense, dude.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Sense, yeah.
It makes sense to me. So when you go there, you have to climb up the stairs, papuntang MRT, and you actually walk past the platform to get to the bus thing.
It's, yeah, so it's interconnected. Right.
Yeah. So for someone who hasn't taken the bus since 2018, I was kind of shook because like they have a divider there. It's just like a rope. And so you see the people who are lining up for the MRT on one side of the rope. And then the other side, it's you walking to get to the middle part of EDSA.
Yeah.
And you go down the stairs and then dun ka sasakay. And I didn't also know na libre yung sakay hanggang December yata.
No way.
Yeah, man. I didn't know that.
Dude, that's
I know it sounds like I don't want to come off like, oh my God, the bus, it's free. But I was just like, I was so shocked because
makes a world of a difference for people who take the bus every day.
Yeah. Right? I Googled it because when we rode, I was like, how come they didn't ask for the fare? Because normally pag sumakay ka, the conductor asked for the fare even later on, right? He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't moving. Or so I was like, oh, that's weird.
So may conductor pa din?
Meron. So I don't know if he got on the bus at the front. I think he did. There's a conductor still. There was. He's the one who calls out the stops. Kung may bababa. Because they don't fill the buses now. Walang standing room. So you'll always
so lahat nakaupo.
Lahat nakaupo, which is great, right? I think that's great.
That's good.
And
that's great.
It's fast kasi diba, even if you drive along EDSA, nakikita mo naman yung mga bus sa bus lane.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a single lane, but it seems pretty quick. And it was pretty fast. Lalo na pa uwi. Going from MOA. Yung problema lang sa MOA. Diba,
no, bababa ko sa MOA. What time was this? Because it depends on the time.
It was... mga lunch time. Actually, going papuntang MOA, it was busier. I forgot what day that was, if it was a Friday or something. But around 4 or 5 p.m., we went back. And it wasn't that... It took like 25 minutes.
Ooh. Bilis.
Yeah. The only issue is, if you take the bus to MOA, you can't take the bus straight back. Like, if you want to go back to EDSA, you have to dadaan pa sa PITX, which is the terminal.
Wait, but the bus that you took was from MOA. Pero pupunta pa lang siya ng PITX.
If pauwi.
Or you had to go to PITX.
Pauwi, hindi na kami nagbus pa PITX. We took the jeep from MOA
LRT
ng Taft. Tapos dun kami sumakay pabalik. Pa north. So yeah, the EDSA carousel, I mean, it's a highly recommend. You know, 10 out of 10 experience.
Yeah,
10 out of 10 experience.
except if you like sleep and then you miss your turn, you miss your stop, and then you go back to where you came from, because it's basically like just going around and around and around. Yeah, dude.
So, but highly recommend, man. I mean, I was never really skeptical. We just wanted like, hey, let's try the bus today.
Yeah.
Wala lang, trip lang. And it really is it's very convenient. So shout out to the, you know, the, who is it? Sino ba yung LTO ba? Who's the governing body? MTRCB? Ay, hindi. That's DOT. Movies. DOT.
No, that's
movies.
The DOT people are probably like, DOT! DOT nga! Naghihirap kami dito! Nagtatrabaho kami!
Sila ba din nga na? Dolemite? Is that them? Who did Dolemite?
Dolemite.
Who did that?
Hindi ko alam eh. Baka...
Not us! Hindi kami!
Ay, hindi. DOTR. Department of Transportation. And... The DOT kasi is Department of Tourism.
DOTR?
Oh, DOTR. So yung mga tao sa DOTR are like shouting at you already.
Right.
Probably. They're like, ang hirap-hirap ng trabaho namin. Piling mo MTRCB yung gumagawa nito.
Last thing I did earlier, nagpa-health check-up ako because I needed to do it for some insurance thing. Like, my mom made me do it. So, nagpa-health check-up lang ako. And I didn't know that you had to... When you do fasting, bawal din pala water. I didn't know that.
And there's such a thing as over-fasting. There's such a thing as over-fasting, dude.
Yeah.
Like, isipin mo na, nag-fasting ka na nga, tas umover ka, sobrang gutom na gutom ka. Tas sasabihin sa'yo na, oh, sorry, you have to go back tomorrow and do it all over again.
True. So, on Monday, ano kailan ba? Nung Monday, nagkamali ako sa fasting. So I had to do, I just did all the other tests. So I did a treadmill test for the first time, an ECG treadmill shit. Have you ever done that where they put the, you see in the movies make where they put wires on you?
Yeah.
They put wires on you and then they make you run until your heart rate reaches like a certain point. It's crazy, man. It's bananas. And then.
Wait, they make you run like actual, like as in like mapapagod ka?
Yeah. You have to get your heart rate up to like 85% of
Did you break a sweat?
I did. I was tired as shit. And you want to know the kicker, Rika G? Because I didn't want to weigh myself, right? When I got back from the States. But during the medical, they had to weigh me. And I was trying not to, whatever. But the doctor fucking said my weight out loud. Dude, you know how much weight I gained in the States?
Don't even know. Dude, you know what? It's just numbers.
It blew my mind. Anyway. Then I went to take the blood test earlier on Tuesday. So the next day I had to come back for the blood test.
Okay.
And in part of the insurance is the HIV something test, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why. Actually, I don't know why I have to do insurance. Why is that? Do you know that? Why you have to do a health test for your insurance?
Just to check.
To make sure you don't die so that you can pay the loan? I'm guessing, right?
Wait, are they getting... Is your mom getting an insurance for you? Is it a new policy?
No, it's like an insurance for a loan of some sort.
Bago siyang policy. And I feel like that's to check if you have like a pre-existing condition already that when you do sign the policy, they don't have to pay for it because you already had it before the policy. Because I feel like they will only pay for something when it happened, like, when you already signed the policy.
When you signed it. Oh, okay. That makes sense then, I guess.
Because I remember signing my policy and already getting like diagnosed with diabetes or something like that.
Okay.
Parang ganun. Pero I think hindi ata kasama ever yung diabetes sa insurance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mentioned that because the HIV thing, because even though I'm pretty sure, I mean, it came back negative, by the way.
Right.
But it's so nerve wracking, man. That shit stresses me out because you have to do
any medical procedure.
You have to do a pre-consultation where they tell you, like, they ask you, like, do you know what HIV is? Do you know what AIDS is? And then they tell you, like, exactly what it is. And then they tell you, that there's no cure, and then they tell you like all the stuff that happens. Like, you can live a normal life. But I was like, "Fuck! Why are you telling me this?" Right. Like, I know, I kind of know this already.
Dude.
So in the hour and a half waiting for my results, I was just like, I was kind of stressed. I was like, I know I don't have it, right? Because I know I don't have it. But I was just like, fuck. So yun lang. That
it's
was
like,
my
It's kind of like taking a pregnancy test when you know you're not pregnant. True. But you're like, why am I taking this test? You know what I mean? Like,
I get
why?
You. I don't personally, you know what I mean? But I get what you mean. I get
diba?
Yeah. Last thing, we bought a board. It's not a board game. It's a card game called The Mind. Mm. That game, because I played it in the States when I was there. I just want to recommend that game to anyone that wants to play a game for 2 to 4 players. You can play it with 2 people. Super simple. The Mind. It's just a card game where you kind of have to guess what people you're playing with, like what the next number is. And we bought it on Facebook Marketplace for like 200 something pesos. 250? So with shipping, maybe like 300, super sulit. So I highly recommend The Mind. Go look it up on Google or something. And Finn, that is my week. Shall we, Wapow?
Finn, okay.
All right, Wapow, let us do Serena Williams.
Okay, go ahead.
Serena Williams announces that she will evolve away from tennis. That's the quote from an article.
Oh, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, evolve away from tennis, aka retiring after the upcoming U.S. Open. So she wrote I haven't read the whole thing, but it's pretty long. But she wrote a piece on Vogue, in Vogue rather, and she has announced
Savogue.
saying that she will evolve away from tennis after this year's U.S. Open to focus on, and here's a quote, other things that are important to me. There comes a time in life when we have to decide to move in a different direction. So that time is always hard when you love something so much. My goodness, do I enjoy tennis? But now the countdown has begun. I have to focus on being a mom, my spiritual goals, and finally discovering a different but just exciting Serena. I'm going to relish these next few weeks. So what a great way to kind of put that.
And it's also a really nice message for people who are transitioning in life where, you know, closing a chapter of their life and going on to, let's say, retirement or going into a different career. It's a nice way to put things, especially from someone who, you know, people look up to, right?
Yeah. I haven't read the whole article. I probably will now after kind of reading these short excerpts. But I really like the way that she said that, you know, it really is hard to give up something you love. And people always wonder, like, if you love it, why are you giving it up? And the word evolve away from tennis is very fitting to, well, I think I talked about it when I left the job at RX. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that job. So why am I leaving? Why are you leaving? Because there are other things, and I think it will be just as exciting. Just like Serena says, she's discovering a different, but just as, I think she means just as exciting Serena.
And remember that, you know, I always remind myself that making a hard decision does not mean it's a bad decision. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult decision, but it doesn't make it a bad decision. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm sure it was hard for her. And plus I feel I'm a firm believer of leaving things when it's good.
Right.
You know, I don't like waiting for things to, you know, crumble and break down before I try to leave. I want to leave something knowing that I'm sure that I want to leave, but I want to leave it in a good condition. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sources say that, you know, if you Google Serena Williams right now, most of the articles are saying that she has announced retirement, but in the article itself, she says, I have never liked the word retirement. It doesn't feel like a modern word to me. I've been thinking of this as a transition, but I want to be sensitive about how I use that word, which means something very specific and important to a community of people. So she's very sensitive about that. Maybe the best word to describe what I'm up to is evolution. Boom.
That's nice. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
I know I use the word transition as well, but I didn't mean it in that way.
Right.
You know,
I get it. Yeah. And this is kind of fitting as well. Do you remember our very first Hala Hala Show mix? It involved Serena Williams.
Oh, right.
Yeah, this first means ever this mix is, we ever did.
That means this is our last mix. No, just kidding.
No.
Tinapos. Tinapos yung podcast.
See ya. See ya.
Bye.
See you in London. Or London. Oh, Bristol.
Bristol. Well, I have to go into London. But
oh, really?
Yeah, because okay.
Well, we'll find out more. Before you leave, we're going to record a special about how London that's all going to happen. I'm excited. I'm excited to hear about it.
Excited na ako gamitin yung kanta ni Kanye West na just in London town. Nakakainis! Oh, tama na.
All right. But any more thoughts about Serena Williams' evolution away from tennis?
Man! Grabe, what a career, right? That's big news.
She's been around since I was a kid, right? I mean, like, the first woman tennis player besides Anna Kournikova that I knew of was Serena Williams, and of course Venus as well.
Yeah.
And they've always been just there, like always at the top. Mm. I mean, although now, you know, she's not like in the top whatever 20 or whatever, but she's always been competitive my whole life, even as an adult. And it's just really impressive what she's done.
I love how she turned her career not just about tennis, but about, you know, a woman in the world of sports, because you know, she would always encounter
sexism.
Problems with discrimination, sexism, you know, people telling her that her body is not for, you know, the female category and shit like that. You know what I mean? And still coming out on top. Yung parang ako, I'm sure it was not an easy road, but I kudos to you for taking that road. Grabe, diba? Yeah. I felt so empowered. I remember encountering a story about her when she had a little bit of a breakdown on the court, and she was, you know, she was penalized and flagged and stuff like that, and she brought up, you know, different male athletes who did the same but did not bear the same consequences and backlash from people. Yung ganun, yung parang ako, damn, how brave is this girl? Like, whatever, kung ano man yung natanggap niya na million-million, as I feel like it's deserved, deserved.
And she's a fashion icon too.
Yeah, dude. She was style. In a Beyonce music video.
She's got it all, man.
She's got it
all. Serena Williams, good luck to her in the U.S. Open. I think, according to you know what we're reading here, her evolution away from tennis will end after that. So we'll have to wait and see. So shall we wapow?
Wapow!
Wapow! Let's talk about your
ayoko na.
I wouldn't say it's recent. It's been a while, but as a Pete Davidson convert, because I remember you were in it. Either you were indifferent about him or you didn't like him. What was the case? You didn't like him before?
I think I didn't like him before.
Yeah, I don't think you liked him before.
Yeah. I think I openly said that I didn't like him.
Yeah,
and then you know,
you changed your mind.
And now here I am.
Here you are.
Seeing after a breakup. Rate. But anyway, I was really rooting for them because I thought that, you know, their relationship or their pairing, not relationship, but the pairing is just so unlikely. And I feel like those kinds of people who are together in a relationship makes a good couple. So anyway, it's sad that Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are broken up. But there's a whole other thing because Kanye West, for some reason, is still involved in this.
Yeah.
He posted a weird thing. What did he post?
Posted on his Instagram, Skeet Davidson, dead at age 28.
What the heck? I don't know if you can go. Yeah, dude. I told you this before we recorded. I feel like at this point, Pete Davidson and Kanye West are talking to each other. Like they're DMing. Like they have
they were
Viber
friends
group
before,
or something.
Right?
Na parang, dude, post about me and blah blah blah, and I'll do something for you too or whatever.
Dude, you know who's behind all that, right? Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner, Mama J, dude.
Mama J,
dude. I need it.
They were together for 9 months. I even remember talking about it on the podcast when they first got together, right? So after 9 months, a source confirmed to Page Six, which I think is a tabloid, right? Is Page Six like TMZ?
I think so.
According to a insider, whoever that may be, Kim and Pete have decided to just be friends. They have a lot of love and respect for each other, but found that the long distance and their demanding schedules made it really difficult to maintain a relationship.
Pshaw!
I didn't really follow their relationship because I didn't really care that much about it. But I was reading like tweets and comments and everything after the breakup, like on Reddit. Did he get the names of the kids tattooed on him, or was that just a rumor?
Google
Davidson tattoos Kim for Kim. Let me see.
Okay,
this is, I don't know if this is a legit because coming from like this tabloid.
Yeah, dude.
Pete
K-N-S-C-P.
Davidson. Oh, sorry, Alexa. Alexa, shut up. Pete had got multiple tattoos in honor of Kim Kardashian. One bearing the words, "My girl is a lawyer," and another saying, "Aladdin and Jasmine." Another saw the actor ink his girlfriend's initials into his skin, along with those of her four children, North, Spain, Sam, and
Chicago.
Chicago. There's a Chicago?
Yeah, there's North, Saint, Chicago, and Song.
Yeah. I know.
Bakit nagulat sa Chicago? I'm just surprised with Song.
I know North and I know Saint.
I know
Saint. I didn't even know there was a Psalm or Chicago. I know. But Psalm just
sounds like there's a Psalm, dude. Yeah, dude.
Who's the youngest? Chicago?
I think it's Psalm. I've encountered Chicago.
Yeah, K-N-S-C-P, Kim, North, Saint, Chicago, Song.
That is such a crazy life that they have, honestly. It's like, at this point, I feel like they're all just like laughing and bathing in their money. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and at this point, especially, I mean, if it comes just to the tattoos, Pete Davidson has a lot of weird tattoos.
Yeah, like, it's okay.
And it's a story, I think. You know, I feel like he would just brush it off. Like he joked about when him and Ariana broke up, he joked about it on his like stand-up special.
Do you think Kim Kardashian is playing Ariana's song "Thank You Next" right now?
Or Seven Rings, right? You know. Oh man. Now the question is, do you think Kanye and Kim will get back together? Right? What are sources saying?
We don't care.
But you know, in some way, like, because Kanye, there's something going on with Kanye, right? Like, he needs help. And
alam mo, feeling ko naman kasi either way, even if they don't get back together, they're still gonna be in each other's lives because they have children together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Just I really hope Kanye, because I think, you know, Kim Kardashian, as much flack as she gets, I really think she has a good head on her shoulders. Like, because if you watch, I never really watched Kardashians before, like keeping up. But in the earlier seasons when I did watch, I think she's really changed a lot since then, especially after, you know, having kids and whatnot. I just think Kanye is just so, like, I like Kanye as an artist, but he's out of control, man. Kanye West is out of control. He's out of control, but, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, any more thoughts on the breakup, Rika G? Will you get over it? I never really cared when they were together. So I'm not, I'm not surprised. Is it wrong to say I'm not surprised?
I don't think so.
Is that fucked up to say? Like, I saw the news and I was like, okay. I wasn't like devastated, you know? Because there's some celebrity thingies where I see it, I'm like, damn, that sucks. Like when Chris Pratt and Anna Faris broke up, I was like, damn, that kind of sucks. But seeing the news, I saw it on probably Instagram, or I think Instagram I saw it. I was like, oh.
I wonder if people thought that this was just, you know, I mean, like, even with how they approached their relationship, it was really light, and they would talk about, or they would joke about, you know, DMing each other and getting the Pete's number from a producer and shit like that. Na parang maybe it's just, you know, for fun. It's for fun, you know what I mean?
I mean, the statement made by the insider mm-hmm. seemed to be very, you know, didn't seem to be any bad blood between the Kim and Pete. So,
true. It's kind of just like another relationship. I mean, Kim is allowed to have another relationship. And
very true.
You know. Diba?
Yes. Pete Davidson, dead at 28.
Bakit ako apologist? Nagde-defend talaga ako.
Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Wapow.
Last one. Okay, I saw this one. Yeah, so I saw this one on Instagram and it kind of made me interested because, so it's this, it's an issue on the Panglao tourism. So it's in Bohol. So there's this group of 13 people who posted their food on Facebook and they basically, what do you call this? They basically, I'm trying to find the word. Like they basically said that they spent 26,100 pesos for their food. They complained about having a bill of 26,100 pesos of a group of 13 people. And you know, it's kind of like
2,000 pesos each.
Yeah. And then obviously they would have photos just to see and to ask people if worth it ba na 26 or worth 26,000 ba tong you know food namin.
Ano ba kasama sa food?
So basically they have tinolang isda, kinilawang isda, sinugbang isda, scallops, oyster, squid, lato, baby squid, sea urchin, bananas, soft drinks, and beer.
Mm-hmm.
And with photos. So all of these are with photos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All of this are with photos. And then the Department of Tourism secretary called for an investigation into the alleged overpricing of food. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, it's still not like nobody's okay. They just accused, you know, that I don't know who gave them the food or is there like a tourism, like a, what do you call
basically
that?
The vendors the on vendor. That island, right? The vendors on the island. Is there a standard code for selling? Did they really jack up the prices? Mm-hmm. Are the people complaining? Are they? Do they have the right to complain? And those are kind of the discussions that we can talk about.
But like, they feel like they do have the right to complain. Mm-hmm. It's just that I feel like there's a rule or some sort of law out there that obviously if you're a private vendor, you can really increase your price. But I feel like kailangan ng back up eh. Kailangan na back up why you increased your price that certain way.
Besides why, inflation?
Yeah, besides inflation or you just want to. Because you know how, you know, there's like these talks na parang, okay, medicine is supposed to be priced this way. But because, you know, these companies, they're privately owned, they can jack up the price however they want. And
which they do in real life.
Otherwise. That happens in real life. You know what I mean? So parang, I just feel like that's why there's an investigation so that they can present their side. Because I'm not saying that, you know, what they did was right because it kind of does seem overpriced, especially with the photos. But you know what I mean? I feel like there's a process when it comes to investigating these kinds of things because, you know, I want to know if the photos are real or if the photos are altered. And I want to know if like, on the side of the vendor.
Was it really 26,000? Because I don't see a receipt in the picture.
Exactly. Like, who caught it? Alam mo yun, yung parang, how rare are these? Or like, how fresh is, you know, the catch and everything? So, but yeah, alam mo yun, napaisip ako na parang, it is so hard to prove. Kasi parang if you say na, oh, actually it's fresh, ano eh, fresh catch, but how can you prove that it's fresh?
Yeah. Speaking of DOT, diba, we talked about DOT earlier. So Department of Tourism Secretary Christina Frasco issued the statement and they posted it. Let me just read a little excerpt. The alleged overpricing of seafood by vendors in Virgin Island, Panglao, Bohol is a matter that the DOT takes seriously, especially as it concerns the welfare of tourists whose continued support for our destinations is critical to the recovery of the tourism industry. Yeah. That's just the first paragraph. So you can just
read
the
rest. And you know what? you know what? I get that, like, the tourists were mad and everything, but I would be more mad if I were another vendor in the island, you know, like following the rules, you know, taking care of the tourists and, you know, giving the best possible customer service out there. And then some asshole, I'm not saying them, but, right. you know, some random person decides to jack up the price and we lose our customers. You know what I mean?
Because it's then, like bad publicity.
Diba? It's kind of like that. Na parang, yeah. It's kind of like when we compare na when let's say a freelancer would present their rate at a really, really low level.
Low price,
I feel like a low price. I mean, and it would also hurt the people in the same industry because would be some sort of comparison when it comes to that. So I feel like that's in the same realm.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think should be, because if, like you said earlier, if it's their discretion, if it's a private vendor and it's their discretion, because just to play devil's advocate here, these people agreed to pay the price.
Exactly.
And whether it be by necessity, baka sobrang gutom nila na, and there was no food until the end of the day or something, they still agreed to pay. Like for me, right? If it was me, for example, and they gave me the prices ahead of time, I would probably not pay. All depends on how much food, because when you know, and also on the other, just on that note, when you read the food, right? Kinilaw ang isda, scallops, oysters, squid, sea urchin. Some of that stuff could be premium, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
But that's the thing. That's why the investigation is important, because they would have to, present evidence that, you know, this is the reason why we price it this way, is because it's premium, it's fresh. But how will you, you know, defend yourself and justify it? So I feel like on both ends, there should be, not saying in this situation, but like in the future, that there should be like some sort of responsibility on both ends, you know, to present why it was 26,000 pesos. And at the same time, when it comes to the customer, they'd be like, okay, what's the price first before, you know, before you guys cook it? Kasi you should also be concerned about the vendor na iluluto nila, tapos pagluto na, dun mo lang tatanungin yung price. And then you say, sorry, no. Diba? Because, you know, because it's so weird, because in the past, people brought up the issue, or maybe just the idea that in Balesin, there is some sort of food na sobrang mahal, but people still decide to pay for it. But why do they decide to pay for that kind of food that you know, it's priced that high and not complain about it? Diba? Yeah. Or like in, ano nga bang island yun? In, ano nga ba yun? Yung sobrang exclusive na parang club? Na parang,
kala ko Balesin yun.
Hindi Balesin. May isa pa eh. Letter
exclusive.
A. It's in Quezon.
Exclusive Island Club, Philippines. Panglao? No. No, that's Panglao. Wait. That's the one we're talking about. Balesin.
Amanpulo. Like, remember there was like a photo of like the turon in Amanpulo, which is like 500 pesos or something. And it was just laughed at, and you Amanpulo. Know, people just brushed it off. But why do, alam mo yon, parang, why do people think that that's okay when we have this issue and people think it's not okay? Is it because there's like the marketing involved, our advertising? Or maybe
there's is it because there's a club there, like in Balesin?
Yeah,
like,
you know.
There's like a beach club there.
I said definitely, of course, like you can have premium bananas, but
for international guests, because it's 2K per head, that's $40.
Yeah.
Hindi ko alam kung kasama na yung, I mean, I don't, it showed, kasi, I saw the picture, it just showed the food breakdown. So, kala ko baka nagkamali yung, ano, maybe it also kasi, included in the price of the boat or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe,
but in this case din kasi, photos were shown, but I want to know how large the quantity is.
Yeah, because in the picture,
what if, diba, what if isang bilao?
Kompleto na ba to? From the pictures that are online,
parang kumakain sila, di ba?
Yeah, and I don't. Eating. I see the I see the kilawin, right? I see two bowls of it, I think, and then I see the squid skewers. If this is it, then definitely feel ko super overpriced. But
alam mo, yeah. In my head, honestly, I'm not like invalidating what they feel right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is an issue that needed to be brought up privately, like directly to the council, to the travel council. Because like I said, I feel like it only also hurts the other vendors, the tourism in Panglao, you know, how people perceive, vendors and business owners in that area. I feel like it kind
of... Yun lang yung issue ngayon because usually people need to make noise for anything to happen as well. Sometimes that's the case, isn't it?
Yeah. Alam mo yun, yung parang there are some issues that I feel like, yes, it's important that, you know, you bring it up, but I feel like it will hurt less people if you bring it up directly to the people who can do something about it right away.
Yeah. All right.
Well, instead of putting it out in the public and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
To kind of wrap this up, the tourism chief said that DOT is coordinating with the Department of Trade and Industry to ensure that reasonable pricing standards are upheld for consumer protection. So they're going to, you know, launch a investigation and we'll just have to kind of see what happens there. Any more thoughts on these?
That's it, me.
All right. Well, pal, we have one more final thing. It's a quick one. It's an odd.
Diba?
Diba. So this is a surprise to Rica and to you as well because I didn't even tease it earlier. A great-grandmother had a request for her gravestone, Rica G. Can you, any wild guesses? Any wild guesses? Just think of like the most like
hide my dirty... porn. I don't know.
Oh, you're close.
What?
All right. So she requested a 5.5 foot tall, nearly 600 pound penis statue on her gravestone.
Okay.
She wanted that because the family erected the monument in recognition of her love and joy for life.
Good choice of words.
She wanted to break the paradigm of everything Mexican, because she's a Mexican, where things are sometimes hidden because of not having an open mind. According to her grandson, that's the reasoning. So she wanted to break the paradigm of everything Mexican, where things are sometimes hidden because of not having an open mind. She was always very avant-garde, very forward-thinking about things. So she died at the age of 99 in January. Of last year, actually. But I guess this is just because this only came out like a week ago, according to the stuff I see online. So if you look at the picture, it's really a giant, like, it's pink. It's a giant dick with balls. It's quite a sight.
It's her tombstone. You can't do anything about it. Dude,
and I've never seen that. I mean, I think it's a, I don't know. I feel like I would do something like that
in
the future, you know.
Diba?
That,
you just want to shake things up. I mean, like, if you didn't have a plot twist when you were alive, have a plot twist when you die.
Exactly.
Well, the plot twist is when you die, but, you know, another plot twist.
Yeah. The maker of the maker of the statue actually, so he says here in a statement that he actually first thought that it was a joke, according to the engineer. Okay. Where do you go? First of all, where do you go to if you want to get a giant penis made?
Right.
Like, who do you call? Just any statue maker?
You know, I feel like, any artist would be like,
down.
I would do that shit.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. So, I mean, you just have to Google, like, just go Google penis tombstone. It should be the first Google images who pops up. I just thought it was such a weird.
Are you sure?
It's penis. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess.
I mean,
just safe search. Make sure safe search is on.
Yeah, but do you think that there are other people out there who thought
have
of
a
this
penis thing? That I feel I feel like there's got. Let me just type it.
There's got to be other people.
Weirdest tombstones in the world. There's got to be. Well, these are like famous ones. I know there's different like headstones, you know, the ones with the inscription where they write like a memory. But I see one here. There's like a cell phone looking one. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I guess if you Google it, you could find some weird ones. But the penis has got to be at the top. Like it's top three strangest ones.
You need to shock people sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only thing is, I don't know if. My only concern, if I was going to do that, is I don't want to piss off the people next to me. Like the
dude, I mean,
you know what I mean?
The that's family. Not your problem anymore.
Well, yeah, I know, but you know, I don't want to disrespect the people. You know, like if somebody bought a plot next to me, and then you have to be the unlucky person that has a giant dick next to your.
But if you think about it, it's just a body part.
Yeah,
you know, it's natural, and, it's,
and,
right?
and it'll be easy to find in the you know if you're
yeah, dude.
If you need to so send people there. Kumbaga
parang, hey, I want to bring, you know, some flowers to your
Where's the tombstone again?
Oh, you'll know.
You'll know.
You will know. You'll know.
To the east of the giant. yeah. So that does it for Odd Diva. That does it for The Mix. Thank you for listening. Yeah. Listen next week.
Next week we have, dude.
We got something cool coming for you next week. Big thing. Very exciting. Yeah. And anything you want to plug, Rika G?
That's it. Go to 1C if you want to have coffee, and that's
it. And make sure to rate our podcast 5 stars on Spotify or wherever, Apple Podcast. There's a rating system there too. And wait, you were going to say something else or no?
Yeah, that's it, man.
That's it. Follow us on social media, The Halala Show, everywhere except on Instagram, where it's just Halala Show. Follow us on fucking Facebook. I was trying to remember the word. Facebook. Let Halala Show, let your fam. And that's The Mix for today. Extra song, Rika G. Halala Show.
Bye.
Later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.